Hello, and welcome to the ICT Magic podcast, recorded on the 1st of January, 2013. I'd like to begin by talking about a few resources that I found over the Christmas holidays, which should be very useful to you in your classroom. The first is an online typing game, where users race against others in real time across the net. It can be found at nitrotype.com, which is nitrotype.com. As the player types the text, their car increases in speed across the screen, so the more words per minute you are able to type, the faster your car will go, and the more points you will get at the end. Players can use these points to buy new cars or upgrade their existing car. It's a fun and interactive way to learn to type. The next website can be found at bombsite.org, which is spelled bombsight.org. It's a wonderful World War II resource which plots the impacts of bombs over London during the Blitz. There's information, photos, stories, and even eyewitness reports about most of these impacts. Simply click on the interactive map to view this information. The next online resource is an image editor and collage maker, which can be found at photor.com, which is spelt FOTOR.com. This site has a wonderful array of enhancements and effects to add to your photos. It's really easy to use. Simply upload the image, make the changes you want, and download the results. You can make collages by uploading multiple images and dragging them into the arrangements you want. The next resource is an iPad app, which encourages small children to start programming. It can be found at daisythedinosaur.com. Your young programmers can design a set of commands to make Daisy do all sorts of tricks. It's a fun and engaging way to begin learning the building blocks of programming. The last resource I'm going to share with you in this podcast is a mass puzzle site, which can be found at 24theory.com. The object of the game is to make 24 out of the four numbers you are given, and changing them by adding, subtracting, dividing, or multiplying them together. There are many levels to choose from, including a kids' version with easier questions. As ever, all of the links to the resources can be found on the ICT Magic Wiki page, which is at ictmagic.wikispaces.com, or you can Google ICT Magic. Thanks for listening, and I wish you a happy and productive 2013.